You'll switch. You'll start looking at the ceiling instead of looking at him. So he doesn't do that. In your first step, sometimes he deals with a law of replenishment. That as fast as you sow this, he's going to give you some more. Isn't that wonderful? So here he says, there is one that scattereth and yet increaseth. So it goes against what the economists teach or what you might be taught by a financial advisor or something like that. He tell you, don't give that much away. Don't do that, so forth and so on. But the more you give, the more comes back into you. And he said, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but he tendeth to poverty. A liberal soul shall be made fat. Liberal means a lot. So if you give a lot, you're made fat. Look at your neighbor and say, hello, fat soul. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Just realize that we're talking here about this fat here means abundance. Say amen to that. Okay. I'm talking about abundance of material thing, not doing and he that watereth shall be watered himself. You can't go to the hospital and pray for somebody without coming out feeling better than you did when you came in there. Why? Because it's impossible for water to run through a hose pipe and not the hose pipe get wet itself. So I'm saying that as you do so to others and bless others, you also going to be blessed yourself. Say amen to that. So I encourage you that things are happening in this natural Babylonian designed to fail system. And things that are happening, one, everything is on the rise. People, tuitions are on the rise. You go out to California, I think they have some kind of tuition strike out there right now. Or property tax is on the rise. I have never seen property tax come down. I've seen it keep going up. How about food and cost of food? That's on the rise. What you could usually buy, I mean, when I was a kid, you get $10. Boy, you load it up. Praise God. I mean, soda pop costs 6 cents. Okay, all right. And how about gas? Gas goes up. All right, come on now. And how about living and medical costs and so forth and so forth? This just cost to live. It's all going up. Well, it happens to be going up fast and your paycheck may be going up. My point to you is how you're going to keep up with it. And that's what he says. He said over here in Psalm, let's go over to Psalm chapter 37, please. Oh, God's got a way. I said, God's got a way. Your days of struggling are over. I said, your days of struggling are over. Look what he said in verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, but in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The days of famine, that's days when everything's going up so much, you can't pay for it and so forth. Recession is coming, even depression's on its way. But those days you shall be satisfied. He said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Who is they? They is Bill Winston. And is you if you put your name in there. So Bill Winston shall not be ashamed in the evil time, because in the days of famine he shall be satisfied, because he's going to scatter instead of trying to hold back. He's going to plant some seed and watch every need that he has be met. Say amen to that. So I want to encourage you right now to switch systems. If you're still on that Babylonian system and you're trusting in that job to perhaps meet all you need or what you can save in your 401, I'm telling you right now, get your eyes off of that. Put your eyes back on this covenant right here that you have with God, and he promised to meet all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not according to the greenback. So you are right now taken care of. I said, you are right now taken care of. God's got something for you right now. Say amen to that. All right, let's prepare our tithes and offerings, but let's give the Lord a hand praise first before we do that. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers have some Bibles. They can loan one to you if you'd like to just follow along with us. We like to teach as we preach so that the people here can really get a full understanding of the Word of God. Preaching brings inspiration, but teaching brings understanding. And the Bible says understanding brings strength. So you can not only have to get somebody to fish for you, but you can get your own fishing, do your own fishing. So that's what the idea is, for you to be have your own personal relationship with God. I'm reading here Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24 and 25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered himself. This scripture is a principle by which I have been operating since I've been in the ministry right here. And this has to do with the law of sowing and reaping. Now, in that law, this scripture pretty much goes against the traditional ways that we were taught related to money. Look at verse 24. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more that is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Now he is saying that in the kingdom, if you hold on to too much, you'll come to poverty. So it's almost like there is a personality or culture in the kingdom that you got to keep scattering. One of the reasons why God said he's going to bless Abraham is so that Abraham could be a blessing. And God wants us to be a blessing. He gives me a revelation or the word of God or the seed of the word, and I come right here and I sow it into you. I let it go. And sometimes when you let it go like that, if you're in this particular position, the enemy will try to get you, hold that back till next week. But you know what I do. I let it go. When we were first starting our radio broadcast, and this is when we were up in Madison Street, and God spoke to me about going on radio, the hardest thing was not for me to believe God for money. The hardest thing was the enemy kept after me, telling me that I was going to run out of stuff to say. And so I went and got radio time, and I went and got it for Saturday only, 15 minutes. And I came back, the Lord said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm getting radio time. He said, you're preaching faith. Faith comes by hearing. You need to preach it every day. Go back and get that time and get from Monday to Friday. I said, wow. So I went back, got it. Now the enemy was tormenting me. Here's what he told me. In 3 weeks, you're going to preach everything you ever knew, and you're going to run out, and you're not going to have anything else. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? Well, what happened, I just made a discovery that as fast as I emptied out, God filled me up again. And isn't that the same thing that happened to the woman who had only one meal left? That as fast as she went to that barrel to make a meal out of that one little meal and that oil left, that as she turned her back, God filled it up again. And I'm telling you, as fast as they ate that manna in the wilderness, God gave them another helping the next day. And I'm saying sometimes we deal with a law of replenishment. God knows if he stacks it all up to the ceiling for you,